Well, if you didn't know who that was, of course, it was Nightwish with Bye Bye Beautiful. And before that one, we had Within Temptation with The Heart of Everything. You're listening to Joe King on Radio Xanadu 107 FM. As I said before, you're very welcome to text me. You've only got 16 minutes left. So the number's 075-48-325-107. Or you can have a shout out on MSN as Xanadu997@rock.com. Anyway, this next one, it's a bit rock indie, and they're called Jukebox the Ghost, and it's called Temptation, which is a New Order cover. I think it's pretty cool. I hope you do.
Love. Radio Xanadu.
Forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know. Tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
Goo Goo Dolls with Iris. Classic tune, that one. Very pleasant. Anyway, I've only got 5 minutes left, so I'm going to say my goodbyes in a minute. I'd like to say thank you very much to Steve for doing what he did, and I love him loads.
Oh,
Made me a very happy. You made me a happy little hobbit. Anna may just forgive Lainey and everybody else. See how I feel when I wake up tomorrow. Oh dear. Anyway, I'm going to say my goodbyes, and Mr. Russell Bland will be on his way very shortly.
Hopefully,
yes. Oh, I'd like to say a big hi to Tony Hollis too. He didn't really pick on me today, and he played Sesame Street for me. He was quite pleasant.
Are you ill, Tony? What's wrong, mate? Not like you.
Yes, and a big shout out to Radar Roy, of course, and Debs. I hope they're having a lovely Valentine's Day too. And if it wasn't for Mr. Radar Roy, we wouldn't be sitting here now.
No, because he sort of played Cupid, didn't
he? He banged our heads together.
Yeah. Nice one, Roy.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with my Ann Wilson with Goodbye Blue Sky. And thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy my show. And hopefully I'll be here next week. Ta-ta for now.
Thank you. A man finds himself on a beach with his guardian angel. As they walk, he notices two sets of footprints. Whose are those, he asks. They are yours, the angel replies. This is the path of your life. And who do the other footprints belong to? They are mine, the angel answers. I was there throughout your life. As they walk on, the angel points to a place where one set of footprints begin to limp. There, he says, that is where your wife fell ill. You see, I was with you even then. And what about here, the man says, indicating a part of the beach where there were only one set of footprints. That is where your wife died. Well, where were you then, the man asked angrily. Where were you then when I needed you most? At that point, the angel replied, I was carrying you.
Thousands of Marie Curie nurses provide free care and 24-hour support to cancer patients in their homes. Marie Curie Cancer Care is a registered charity. Please make a donation to support us on 0800 66 1199.
Please tell your friends about this show.
Are you kidding? I'm telling everybody. Giggity goo ga!
Hey, the sun is up. time tunnel did you come through?
Radio Xanadu.
kind of thing a million times, but this kid's a freak, the weirdest one this week. I hear that he has a gift, well, we shall see. The albino saint, I bet a joke he ain't. I'm gonna go just to check the geek boy out. I hope it's not too long, I guess we can't go wrong. Who wants to go meet me in the park tonight? I hope it's not too long, I guess we can't go wrong. Who wants to go meet me in the park
tonight. Russell Bland with you, eventually, at last. Yeah, once again, a late arrival. Sorry about that, folks. The details are far too boring to go into the late arrival. I'll do my best in future to get here on time. But anyway, you have been hearing Spock's Beard, Devil's Got My Throat. Yeah, cool band, then. Before that, we had the classic Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who, and another classic before that was The Beatles' Dear Prudence, sung by Susan the Banshees at a live version at the Royal Albert Hall, I believe it was. Before that one, we had X-Ray Specs, The Day the World Turned Day-Glow. When will that happen? Okay then, continuing the local band, The Fireflies. The second track we've heard today, I think, maybe more.
Third or fourth,
oh yeah, we've been giving them a good plug.
Roy and Tony played them earlier.
And did Stevie. Here we go with Backbreaker.
We'll be right back. not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. Will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Mr. Gil Scott-Heron. The revolution will not be televised. Oh, in these days, maybe it will. If it ever happens. Okay. Xanadu 107 FM, bringing you the best music you've ever heard. We're going to continue now, straight away, with UB40's Magnificent. Don't let it pass you by.
One waiting on